Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His glorious speech, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Remember that day in which your wealth and your children, your sons, will be of no benefit to you. Your wealth and your children, your sons will be of no benefit to you. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Except for that person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with qalb salim, with a pure heart. And so the heart is the most powerful organ in the human body. In fact, our entry into Jannah entirely depends upon the condition of the heart. And the heart that the Quran speaks of is not the physical heart, but it is the spiritual heart. In the last session, we covered the first part of this subject, in which it was said that a lot of people in this world have taken their desire as their God, as their Imam. Some have taken the Aql as their Amir, their Imam. And some have even chosen the heart, the Qalb. We have to make sure that we work on the heart. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that the Quran was revealed upon the most pure receptor. The most pure receptor. From Lawhe Mahfuz, for it to come down, it was the Qalb Mubarak of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was chosen. Ala Qalbika. The Quran says that the heart was revealed upon the heart of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah also says in the Quran, Inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalbun. That the Quran would only be an admonishment, if you have a heart. Otherwise, even the Quran will not work for you. So it all depends on this very powerful organ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which is the heart. Now our scholars and our mashayikh have explained this in a very easy manner so that we understand. Ulama have mentioned that there are three types of قلوب, three types of hearts, تین قسم کے دل ہوتے ہیں, three types. The first type is what we call قلب المیت, قلب المیت. And قلب المیت, Allah save us, means the heart which is sealed, the heart which is sealed, the heart which is dead. It has not even got inside it a drop of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Amen.
Allah save us. And this heart is also described in many, many verses of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Only if they had hearts that could understand. Only if they had hearts that could understand. لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. But they can't understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. It is not that they are blind by the eyes, by sight. It is not that they are blind by the sight that is given to them. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Unfortunately, it is the blinding of the heart in the chest. They are blind by the heart. That is the issue. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. They are blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كَذَلِكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. And Allah seals the heart of every person who is arrogant. This arrogance is a serious disease. Shaitan came down because of takabbur. And Allah seals the heart of that person who is arrogant and jabbar. The one who is forceful, a zalim. The one who forces everyone to do things what he wants. Ala kulli qalbi mutakabbirin jabbar. And in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to describe this form of heart, which is qalbul mayyit, the sealed and the dead heart. ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. That thereafter their hearts became very, very hard, like rocks, stones. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. But you will see that even from between the rocks, rivers flow and water gushes through. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And that you will find that there are certain stones and rocks that fall down by the fear of Allah. They come down only by the fear of Allah. But the hearts have become very, very hard. Very hard. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this heart. This is called qalbul mayyit. This is a very serious matter, my respected brothers. Serious matter. The problem today is that we are more bothered about cosmetics. How I look outwardly. This dunya is all about what I can see. How I look outwardly. But I can't see Allah Pak. But I can't see Allah Pak. Can you see Wi-Fi? Can you see Wi-Fi? Can somebody see Wi-Fi? But you believe you are getting the reception, aren't you? The problem is people only want to believe what they can see. Allahu Akbar. And so, qalbul mayyit, we have to now actually think and meditate and ponder that what level are we at? Where are we? At the first stage, second stage, or the third stage? Where are we? Now, ulama and our mashayikh have given us an explanation that there are certain signs and symptoms which define for us which level we are in. How do we know? If this heart is qalbul mayyit, if this heart is a dead heart. Number one, for the qalbul mayyit, the first sign is that this man or a woman has no longing for the hereafter. The first symptoms are, they have no longing or no connection with the hereafter. Their every pursuit, endeavor, acquisition is of this dunya only. They only want this dunya. They dream of this dunya. Whatever they do, it's all connected only about this alam, alame dunya. And it is nothing of the hereafter. That longing for the hereafter is not there. This is the first sign. Very, very, very materialistic minded individual. Very much materialistic minded. He's not bothered about anything but hubbe dunya. Everything is about this alam and nothing more. This is the first sign of qalbul mayyit. Number two, the second sign of qalbul mayyit is, my respected brothers, that he will show no hesitation towards committing a sin. No hesitation whatsoever. Sign number two. If the shaitan opens the door of guna, of sins for him, he will run and he will say labbaik. Quickly he will say labbaik. He will want to commit the sin. Very quickly. There is no remorse. There is nothing there to stop him. There is no hesitation. There is no guilt. Nothing to even think about. He's very confident. And immediately he will go and he will want to commit sins. That is another sign of a dead heart. Qalbul mayyit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. No remorse whatsoever. And he thinks that, you know, I don't need to worry. I can just delete my history and who's going to know? I'll delete my history permanently by who's going to find my tracks? Nobody. But he does not know that Allah is there. You can't delete anything from Allah Pak. Of course you can, which is tawbatan nasuha. That is your sincere repentance. That is different. But otherwise everything is recorded. So this is the second sign. He shows no hesitation. He will run towards the guna. The person offers him something. Ji, chalo, let's go. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And these three signs of the hearts, qalbul mayyit is not in reference to a kafir. I'm not talking about a kafir here, brothers. This is not about a kafir we are talking about. We are talking about people who have iman. Even the people who have iman, their hearts die before the death of the physical heart. The spiritual heart has got a heart attack. It's dead. It has been died. Dead for a long time. Woto mar gaya. But he is now only alive by the physical heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. In case somebody is thinking that we are talking about, you know, people who just don't have iman. By people who don't have iman, they are in a different category. They are in a different category. Number three, the ulama have mentioned the sign is, a'mal-e saliha becomes difficult. A'mal-e saliha becomes difficult. Good deeds become difficult for him. He's restless. He can't find the time to sit half an hour to pray the Quran. He can't find time to sit and do muraqabah, to do zikr, to do tasbih, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do anything that is of Islam. Any amal, amal-e-saliha. He does not enjoy ibadat becomes a burden for him. So a'mal-e-salihah becomes difficult for him. That is why in the hadith, Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a believer, the condition of his iman is such that when he comes to the masjid, he is so happy in the masjid, kasamaki filma. Kasamaki filma. Like a fish in the ocean. Like a fish in the ocean. You put a fish in water, it's happy, enjoying, breathing. It's alive. So when he comes to the mosque, masjid, there is energy. We should take in energy. There is so much rahmat that is coming in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he can feel that. And he is enjoying the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a munafiq, when he comes to the masjid, his condition is like qat-tayri fil qafsi, like a bird in a cage. Like a bird in a cage. And the bird is trapped and it's just wanting to quickly run and fly and waiting for somebody to release it, that the door should open and the bird should just quickly get out. And so you will find some people are like that, my respected brothers, that they only see the house of Allah on a Friday. If Allah gives them the tawfiq. But then they might not even see the masjid on a Friday. Allah knows best. So these are the three symptoms. And the fourth is that when anybody gives them good advice, nasiha, they don't like it. They don't like good advice. They are too arrogant, stubborn, or because the heart is sealed, there is no impact, there is nothing that is penetrating. The heart has become sealed. And so he is just putting a face in front of you. He is not even listening to you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And so if you tell them that there is going to be a bayan after Isha on a Friday, it's like climbing Mount Everest. What is it? Climbing like Mount Everest. Kaun jaye bayan baithne ke liye? Very hard. Oh, never mind, just this example. The mother is saying to the daughter, Beti, you know what you are doing is very, very wrong and don't do this. Or Beta, what you are doing is wrong. And the parents are giving good advice to the child, to the children. And the child feels that, you know, my mother is always giving me a lecture, always giving me a lecture. And then she phones her boyfriend and says to the boyfriend, you know what, come and pick me up. I'm sick and tired of this house. And so she is now prepared, or he is prepared, to abandon the parents who have looked after him for someone that he or she does not even know. But yet he or she feels that this person is the right person for me. And everything will be good for me and I will enjoy. And she says, or he says, goodbye to the parents and gone. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar. And then only after a few months, after a few years maybe, then they realize what a bad mistake, how wrong they were. There's no happiness. That person has left them and they are in no man's land. Allah knows where they are, what is happening to them. But they are not prepared to take good advice, nasiha. Somebody gives you good advice, too arrogant, or that the heart is not receptive to this good advice. These are all symptoms of a heart that is dead. Qalbul mayyit. These are all symptoms of a heart that is dead. And number five, the sign of a heart that is dead is that he takes his desire as the Imam. So whatever the nafs tells him to do, immediately he will follow his desire. Immediately run. Immediately. Today you see people are doing zina like people are drinking water. People are doing zina like as if people are drinking water. Really, brothers. No hesitation whatsoever. And there is no parda in the family. And when you don't have parda in the family, and when there's intermingling, then there are stories that become difficult for us to even speak about it. Why? Because first we are the ones who are breaking the commandments of Allah. Then we are shy and ashamed. Allah save us.
Amen.
Allah save us by this happens. It can happen to anybody. But what I'm saying generally, we become so liberal, we become so modern. These are the words that we hear of. And anybody who wants to become a good Muslim is like as if, oh, you know what, it's too extreme. You know this word extreme, ajib. You pray 5 times a day, you are an extreme individual. But when you break the commandments of Allah Pak, it affects you slowly and it hits you slowly. Only then you realize. But then it's so late, it's too late. You don't want to speak about it to nobody. So the ulama have explained the 5 signs, symptoms of a dead heart. What is it? A dead heart. Qalbul mayyit. Please understand this. Qalbul mayyit is a dead heart, a sealed heart. Number one, how do you know you have a dead heart, a sealed heart? And we need to repair this heart. And it's not hard. Number one is what? What is number one? How will you identify? I think we have a recording. Yes. So we have a few things that are being recorded. So inshallah. Ji? Subhanallah. He is only interested in this dunya, which is alame dunya. Use these important words to remember alame dunya. That he is interested only in this alam of dunya. He wants only this dunya. He is only interested in this dunya. He's only waiting for the film of James Bond to be released and go and watch it. That's all. This is just dunya. He just wants dunya. Anything new that is out there, he wants to do it. He is not interested of the hereafter. He cuts away the hereafter. And number two is, what is number two? He does not hesitate in committing sins. He does not hesitate in committing sins. Any opportunity that is given to him, he will commit sins. He will throw his kurta away, he will hide his kurta away, he will wear a 3-piece suit. He will put a new costume. He will do everything to hide who he is. But he will say labbaik to guna. He will say labbaik to sins. No hesitation. Number three, a'mal-e saliha become difficult. Good deeds. He can't even read 2 rakats nafil. He can just manage to read 2 rakats sunnah. Because it is mu'akkada. The namaz which is ghair muakkada, that is out of the equation. It is not even in the brackets. The shaitan says, why are you reading this? Why? This is ghair muakkada. He can't even read nafal. He can't even open the Quran to read 5 rukus. He finds it very difficult. He doesn't go for hajj because he is used to a very comfortable life. He is used to a very comfortable life. He doesn't want to put on this ihram and to run Safa Marwa, you know, with this ihram, and then he has to go to Mina, sleep on the floor, Muzdalifa, in the open. I'm not interested. I'd rather go for Umrah. Thus, he does not want to do anything nafal. The intention is, no, it's too hard. Nothing of mujahada he wants to do. And number four is that, If you give him good advice, he won't like it. The heart does not accept good advice. The mother, the father tell him, the teachers tell him, the imam tells him, good people, his surroundings tell him, look, clearly what you are doing is wrong, but he does not understand it. And number five, finally, lust and desire becomes the DNA of that individual, the natural living of that individual. These are the five symptoms of a dead heart. And this dead heart is called qalbul mayyit. Now, the second grading of a heart, the ulama have said, it is called qalbul mariz. What is it called? Qalbul mariz. Now, this is the middle stage. The qalbul mariz is that heart which is described as the heart which is diseased. What is it? The heart which is diseased. That is called qalbul mariz. Now, what is the meaning of qalbul mariz? It means that he has no control of his iman. And everything fluctuates, moves up and down, moves up and down. For 1 week, he will become very, very pious. And in that 1 week, he becomes so pious that he thinks that he is Junaid Baghdadi. What does he think? And now he starts giving, you know, lectures and nasiha to people just because for 7 days he's become very pious. So for 7 days he's become very, very pious. And then he returns back to old habits, things flare up again. And now for 3 weeks he becomes an open sinner. What does he become? An open sinner. And then again he decides, let me get out of this dark tunnel. And then again for a few days he becomes a good mu'min, a good believer, a good Muslim. Then again for a long period of time he becomes an evil individual. So there is this state of flux and fluctuation inside him. And so he does not know, sometimes he is at a high, sometimes he is at a low. Now, what is the condition of that heart? The ulama have said that in one body you can't have two hearts. In one body you can't have two hearts. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِي. You don't, you can't have in this one body two hearts. You can't have it. So you have to treat that heart. You have to treat that. You have to make sure that you give treatment to that condition, so that what happens, slowly you move from the second grade of qalbul mariz to that third grade which we are coming to. So you have to push it. And we have to do this whilst we are in this dunya. Imagine today if somebody has got cancer of lungs, everything is changed. If he's got cancer, prostate cancer, cancer of bowel, imagine if he's got leukemia, hepatitis, imagine he's got stroke, heart attack, all the diseases, insan will say, bichara, you know, he's suffering and he's so ill. But the problem is today we have the cancer of arrogance. But we don't do nothing about it. It's a cancer. The cancer of arrogance. We have the cancer of anger. You know what anger can do, my respected brothers and elders? What anger can do? Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is a cancer. It's a big cancer. In anger, you could give divorce to your wife. You could kill a person. You could do anything in anger. And in behayai, these are the two symptoms. The ulama say, a person will do anything. When there is no shame, and when this man is full of anger. That is why, my respected brothers, control the anger. You know, some people say, oh, you know, Maulana Sahib, you know, that's how I am. Bhai, that's not an answer. It's not that's how I am. You have to treat it. What is it? That's not how you are. You have to treat it. So people have the cancer of arrogance, the cancer of anger, the cancer of envy, the cancer of jealousy, the cancer of greed. All of these diseases are there. We have to treat it. Otherwise, this heart will not become clean and pure. Otherwise, you will be towards the borderline between qalb-e mariz and qalbul mayyit. And the shaitan always pushes a person to qalbul mayyit. That is his goal. What does he do? And once he moves you out from qalbul mayyit, then you are in the territory of the kuffar. Where are you? In the territory of the kuffar, munafiqeen and the kuffar that are there, who openly reject Allah Pak Aliyazbil. So qalbul mariz is that middle stage of a person. And these are all, you know, the spiritual conditions of an individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers and elders. Now comes the third heart, which is the most beautiful condition. The third condition is called qalb-e salim, which the Quran is saying that on the day of Qiyamah only those will be saved who come with a heart that is qalb-e salim. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. They come with a heart that is pure. Now, what is the meaning of a pure heart? Listen to this, my respected brothers. A pure heart is that heart which is constantly yearning to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a heart that is free from lust. This is another cancer. The cancer of lust. I forgot that. The cancer of lust. So this heart is free from lust. This heart is free from anger. The wrong anger. This heart is free from arrogance. This heart is free from greed, jealousy. Sometimes you will find, and I have seen this with people who I talk, Allah save us. The very own child is jealous against the father. Allahu Akbar. Itni disease. And the father is jealous on his son. Now can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Or the brother is jealous on the sister. Or the sister is jealous on something which one can't even understand. Why this should be there? But this is a disease that is there in the community. So qalb-e salim, it means that this man is free. And what are the signs and the symptoms of qalb-e salim, my brothers? A few more minutes so that you can understand and listen. Qalb-e salim, the signs are that he loves only that which Allah loves. He loves only that which Allah loves. And he dislikes that which Allah Pak dislikes. He dislikes that which Allah Pak dislikes. Number three, the sign is that he is tired of this deceitful world. What is he? He's tired. So you can pick him up and you can show him this beautiful car with beautiful leather seats and you tell him, you know, please sit inside. Other people would be excited. Oh, what a beautiful car. Look at the dashboard and look at the seats and look at the space. And this man will just sit inside and nothing excites him. There is no excitement. I remember there was one sheikh from our Leicester. At that time we were in Portugal. I was doing imamat there. And Portugal is a very beautiful country. I describe it as natural beauty. Natural beauty. Without cosmetics. Naturally beauty. Allah has given it all the beauty that you can think of. Muslims were the rulers of Spain and Portugal. It's called Portugal. It's an Arabic word. Very beautiful country. The scene is immaculate. And so we were with this sheikh and we were saying, and so one was the driver, I was saying, Hazrat, mashallah, look at the mountains, look at this, look at the scenes. Ha, ji. Bismillah ar-Rahman. Hazrat, Gigi, mashallah. And I'm in the house of Allah. This man showed no attraction to nothing that was just natural. What was it? Natural. And then you think, this is what you call Qalb-e Salim. That, you know, they are not attracted to this. They are not attracted. There is no attraction of this dunya for them. Beautiful carpet, beautiful sofa, beautiful house, beautiful building. They will walk, they will sit, they will enjoy, they will do whatever you do. But there is no attraction, there is just no attachment. They find no maza in it. Can you imagine there are people who are out there who will bend on their knees to clean the car and everything. Not saying that is wrong. But they can't enjoy in sajda. They don't enjoy. They enjoy the beautiful leather upholstery and the material that is there, but they don't enjoy the sajda. They don't enjoy the... There's a problem if you don't enjoy the sajda. If you can't enjoy the sajda, there is a problem. Allahu Akbar. So these are signs of Qalb-e Salim. That the dunya is not of an attraction. You know, they will sleep anyway. It doesn't make a difference to them. And number four, look at this sign of Qalb-e Salim. They are ready for death anytime. Allahu Akbar. The heart is so pure that they welcome death. They say, marhaba, 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 come, 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 come. And this was the condition of Sahaba-e-Kiram Ajma'in. All of them had more than Qalb-e Salim. What is it? Every Sahabi. The wife was crying of Hazrat-e-Bilal. And Hazrat-e-Bilal, he said, what are you crying for? Ajib, what are you crying for? What's there to cry? You should be happy. غَدًا نَلْقَى مُحَمَّدًا وَأَصْحَابًا. Tomorrow I'm going to meet my Nabi and my companions. What are you crying for? So these were people ever ready. Anytime, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, anytime. They don't need time because why? They have worked hard, not just with the physical beauty. They've pushed themselves from Qalbul Mayyit to Qalbul Mariz to Qalb-e Salim. And they maintain that level. They may, if it goes down, quickly they get to that level. If they go down, quickly they get to that level. Qalb-e Salim, and they maintain it. And once you start maintaining it, my respected brothers, it becomes something which is natural to you. It becomes easy for you. It will become part of you. These are people who are ever ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we have Qalb-e Salim. Now my respected brothers and elders, in case somebody feels that, Ya Allah, this is so difficult, it is not difficult. Really, it is not difficult. Is there anything difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given basharat to the people of Iman. And Allah Pak is saying, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. It may be difficult for you to work on your heart, but for me it is easy to intervene between you and your heart. This is the glad tidings that Allah has given to this ummah. But at least a person should have the sense, a realization that no, you know what, I have to do this. If he's a non-starter, if he does not even know where to begin, then what is there? Then how is he going to ask Allah Pak? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am so powerful. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. Even for a person who has just iman, Allah can put hidayat in his heart. يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. And we all have iman. And so what we should do, we should pray to Allah Pak and say, Ya Allah, give us qalb-e salim. Give us qalb-e salim. But to acquire qalb-e salim, my respected brothers, there is a process. There is mehnat. And this mehnat is a very high mehnat. That is why a lot of the people you will find that they do bay'at to a sheikh. And they work on the heart. They dedicate everything on the heart. And slowly what happens, you will find that mashallah, their condition changes for a better individual. Who they were and what they become, you will find them. Ajeeb, mashallah. Completely different. That is why to do dhikr of Allah, to meditate and to do muraqabah and to work on your heart is a great ni'mah. Is a great ni'mah. This is not something which one should discard and think that, oh bhai, what is this? Huh? Do we say that Bukhari Sharif, the Sahih of Imam Bukhari is a bid'ah because it was not there in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do we say that? Do we say that? Do we say that the books that we teach our children called Nurani Qaida, that is a bid'ah? Or Ahsanul Qawaid, it is a bid'ah because it was not in the time? Remember the tools. The tools that help a person to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. Allahu Akbar. What can be wrong for a person who is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What can be wrong for a person who wants his heart to be qalb-e saleem and he is concentrating and he wants his heart to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, inshaAllah ta'ala we will continue with this a few sessions so that we understand this very important science of tazkiyah. What is tazkiyah? And next week we will postpone our session for Jumu'ah. I could not say no to Maulana Imran Sahib of Jamia Masjid. I believe the 25th of December is on a Friday. And so there is a program in Jamia Masjid where you have many scholars that are invited. And I told him, I says, look, let me do a program in our masjid. He goes, no, Maulana, I've already wrote your name and the poster is out and you have to do a bayan there. So we will have to do a bayan there. Please forgive me. So we will miss out from the next session, next Jumu'ah. But I invite all of you to go there, inshallah. So we can do our qadha and covering there. And then thereafter we will continue in understanding the importance of tazkiyah. Importance of tazkiyah. And so inshallah, can I ask the brothers to sit comfortably for a few minutes and to concentrate. The heart is on your left side. The heart is on your left side. And think that your heart is saying the name of Allah. The rahmat of Allah is descending. And in appreciation, the heart is actually saying Allah. We are not to say anything with the tongue, but mashallah, it is that spiritual heart that will speak out because Allah has given that power to the heart and it can say Allah. And inshallah, if we focus, which is the key to success, inshallah, you will see that we will be from amongst the dhakireen, those who remember Allah, standing, sitting, walking and doing everything that we do. But the heart will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم ہم مسکین ہیں اللہ کریم ہم گنہگار ہیں اللہ کریم ہم نے ہمارے دل کی پرواہ نہیں کی اللہ کریم تو ہی جانتا ہے یا اللہ ہمارے دل کی کیا کیفیت ہے یا اللہ ہمیں کچھ معلوم نہیں یا اللہ یہ دل مریض ہے یا اللہ قلب میت ہے قلب سلیم ہے یا اللہ کوئی کیفیت یا اللہ ہمیں معلوم نہیں ہے اللہ ہم تو اقرار کرتے ہیں یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہے اللہ لیکن تو ہمارا مالک ہے اللہ تو نے ہمیں ایک تحفہ دیا یا اللہ ایمان کا تحفہ دیا اللہ کاش کہ ہم اس کی قدر کر سکتے یا اللہ کاش کہ ہم اس کی قدر کر سکتے یا اللہ تو ہمیں توفیق دے یا اللہ تیرا سہارا سب سے بڑا سہارا ہے اللہ اس دل کو پاک کر دے اللہ کریم اس دل کو پاک کر دے ہماری آنکھوں کو پاک فرما دے اللہ کریم ہماری آنکھوں کو پاک فرما دے اللہ کریم ہماری زبان کو پاک فرما دے دل کو صاف بنا دے اللہ کریم ہمیں قلب سلیم میں سے بنا دے اللہ کریم ہمیں ان لوگوں میں سے بنا دے جس کا تذکرہ قرآن میں ہے قلب سلیم یا اللہ یا اللہ یا رحمان ہماری جوان نسل کی تو حفاظت فرما اللہ جوان نسل کی حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم مسلمان کے اوپر مشکل حالات آ رہے ہیں یا اللہ اس ملک میں بھی یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ تو ہمارے مدارس کی حفاظت فرما مساجد کی حفاظت فرما اسلامی اسکولوں کی حفاظت فرما مراکز کی حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم جو بھی لوگ دین کی خدمت کر رہے ہیں اللہ کریم ان کی خدمت کو قبول فرما اللہ کریم غیب سے تو مسلمانوں کا تعاون فرما مدد فرما اللہ کریم جس کی جو پریشانی ہے یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ کریم تیرے پیارے نام کی برکت سے یا اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا دے اللہ کریم یا اللہ اس امت کے جو تاجر ہیں انہیں خوب برکت دے اللہ ان کو خوب برکت دے اللہ لیکن ایسی برکت دے یا اللہ جو برکت ایسی ہو کہ وہ اللہ تجھ سے قریب ہو جائے اللہ تجھ سے قریب ہو جائے اللہ ہمیں غافل بننے سے یا اللہ ہماری پوری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ غفلت سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ یہ مہلک امراض جو ہے یا اللہ تکبر یا اللہ اور غصہ اور یا اللہ یہ جلسی اور یہ سارے امراض یا اللہ اسے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ اسے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ میاں بیوی میں جو پریشانی ہو یا اللہ اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اولاد کی جو پریشانی ہو اس کو دور فرما یا رحمان یا رحیم یا کریم یا اللہ تو ہمیں مستجاب الدعوات میں سے بنا دے مستجاب الدعوات میں سے بنا دے وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.